Thank you and good afternoon. A half-acre vegetation fire burned at the foot of T Street near the Samoa Bridge on Sunday night. An engine company, a truck, and a battalion unit responded to the fire and spotted bystanders attempting to put out the blaze with their feet, but were unsuccessful. 10 firefighters surrounded the fire and stopped its growing progress. Crews had the blaze under control and let the fire burn itself out. No injuries were reported, and after a preliminary investigation by crews on scene, the fire was determined to be caused by a person and was deemed suspicious. On Sunday night, Humboldt County's bomb disposal unit was called out to Ridgewood Elementary School after a suspicious device had been found on school grounds. Personnel responded to the scene and found a PVC pipe which was capped at both ends with a small hole drilled into the pipe and determined it could possibly be an explosive. A remote-controlled bomb bot was deployed to render the device safe, and there were no damages or injuries reported. Kurt Bartell, who was a retired member of the State Labor Commission, gave a presentation regarding changes to state labor law at the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce today. One of the bills presented at the chamber was Assembly Bill 1522, which went into effect July 1st. The bill will require employers to provide paid sick leave to any employee who has worked in California for 30 days at an accrual rate of 1 hour for every 30 hours of working. Also presented was Assembly Bill 2536, which adds new personnel to the list of employees who are eligible for protected time off in case of emergency duty. Throughout this week, the State Public Utilities Commission will attend a series of public hearings in which local Verizon carriers can voice their concerns and views on local needs for communication networks. Three separate hearings will be held this week in Hoopa, Wichpeck, and Orleans, with each having a workshop prior to the actual hearings. Sean McLaughlin of Access Humboldt said this is a very important opportunity for residents to point out whether Verizon has met all their needs to provide service as the carrier of last resort. Friday night, Mendocino County deputies went to the 32,000 block of Boyce Lane in Fort Bragg to serve a felony arrest warrant for 41-year-old Joshua Bennett. When deputies arrived at the residence, they searched the property and found Bennett hiding in a crawl space above the garage. Bennett refused to comply, stating he had a pyrotechnic launcher and threatened to burn down the residence. After 40 minutes of speaking with Bennett, he climbed out of the crawl space and was taken into custody without further incident. Bennett was booked into Mendocino County Jail for his arrest warrant and resisting arrest. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released updated numbers from the anti-DUI crackdown during the 4th of July weekend. From midnight on Friday to Sunday night, the maximum enforcement effort from the Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force resulted in 8 individuals arrested for alcohol or drug-related DUIs, which matches the number of arrests during the same period last year. The weekend was relatively safe, however, as there were no fatal accidents reported. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire helped a mother welcome a new child into the world. Dan Squire has more.
Firefighters with Humboldt Bay Fire assisted with the birth of a child on the night of July 4th. Only they assisted in that birth along the side of the roadway of the Tompkins Hill exit at Highway 101. The vehicle was located just north of College of the Redwoods, and firefighters from an engine company and a chief officer assisted the family with the birth of a baby boy. The mother and father had been on their way to Redwood Memorial Hospital in Fortuna, but the little one decided he had waited long enough, and firefighters found the mother in the process of giving birth while seated on the front seat of the car. The little boy was born at 10:37 p.m. on the 4th of July, and a firefighter paramedic and the engine company captain assumed patient care of the newborn as he and his mom were taken to St. Joe's for a checkup.
Thank you, Dan. Arcata Fire responded to a report of a structure fire at a residence in the 1500 block of Whitmire Avenue in McKinleyville Sunday evening. Arriving firefighters did find smoke and gained entry to the building and initiated a search of the residence while another crew attacked the scene of the fire. Firefighters had the fire under control within 20 minutes, and the cause remains under investigation. During the operation, firefighters located an indoor marijuana grow, and the fire originated in one of the grow rooms. There were no injuries reported, and the sheriff's office has opened an investigation into the grow. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.